是的，这首诗歌实在是抓住我们每一个人的心。
Yes, indeed, this song should capture our heart.
从前我们是靠自己。
Before we count on ourselves.
我们若是有一点点，我们也是抓住。
Even if there's a little bit, we want to grab it.
直到有一天，神的恩典临到我们。
Until one day the Lord's mercy came to us.
我们完全转过来了。
And then we changed.
我们不靠自己。
We no longer count on ourselves.
基督乃是我们的一切。
That our Christ has now become our all.
我们今天我们来看一个信息，持定永生。
So today we're gonna listen to this message to take hold of the eternal life.
我们来先读一段圣经，提摩太前书六章十一节十二节。
Let us read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 and 12.
好，我们一起来念。
Together.
但一个属神的人嘛，应当逃避这些事，要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐和温柔，要为信仰打那美好的仗，持定永生。你是为这永生而蒙召的，又在许多的证人面前承认过美好的信仰。我们再读一遍的时候，我们特别注意几个动词啊。注意几个动词，逃避、追求啊，要为信仰打那美好的仗。我们再读一遍。
Read the second time, so this time pay attention to the verb to flee, to pursue, and to fight.
但你这属神的人啊，应当逃避这些事，要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐和温柔，要为信仰打那美好的仗。持定永生，你是为这永生而蒙召的，又在许多的证人面前承认过美好的信仰。我们一起低头。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
我们知道，我们来到你的面前，我们要歌颂你，我们要称，要赞美你。
You know that when we come to you, we want to worship you and praise you.
我们知道主，你也要把你宝座上的恩言来赏赐给我们。
And we know that God, you want to give us your word.
所以我们都安静坐在你的脚前。
So we come to you in quiet.
我们求你把你自己的话赐给我们。
We ask that you will give your words to us.
让我们得饱足。
So that we can be filled.
让我们得生命。
So that we can gain life.
让我们在你的话里面，我们遇见了你。
So that in your words we get to meet you.
我们巴不得今天早上你的话就像一个大锤。
And how we want your word just like a big hammer.
来敲醒我们每一个沉睡的灵。
Like a hammer to wake us up.
好叫我们转向于你。
So that we will turn and repent.
早上你自己的荣耀充满在你自己的圣殿的里面。
And this morning let your glory fill this house.
让爱你的人都来到你的面前。
Let the people who love you come.Before you.
把称颂把赞美都来归给你
and to sing praises and worship to you.
愿你得到一切的荣耀
We ask the glory goes to you.
祷告靠耶
稣的名 Amen.
Amen. 这段经文我们刚刚读的这段经文、啊、是写给属神的人他说但你这属神的人、啊、
These verses we just read is meant to be written by the man of God. It says here, you man of God.
然后他后面就说你是为这永生而蒙召的
And then he says that these are the people who are called for eternal life
而且又说你又在许多的证人面前承认过这个美好的信仰
And these are also the people that will make the good confession in the presence of many witnesses
所以我们读这些圣经的时候我们就发现我们又是属神的人我们又是为了信仰而蒙召的人
So when we read these verses, you know that it is written to the man of God and are for the people that are called for eternal life.
所以我刚刚邀请你们再读一遍。
So that's why I asked you to read the second time.
的确，这句话，这两节圣经，今天早上神来赐给我们。
And in fact, these two verses, we asked the Lord to give it to us this morning.
所以我也建议你们读经的时候。
That's why I suggested when you read the Bible.
有的时候我们早上来读经，我们常常变成一个习惯。
Sometimes in your morning devotion, reading the Bible become a habit.
我们是看圣经，
just,
不是读圣经。
You're just reading the Bible.
我们说今天看了第一章或第二章。
Today you could say that I read chapter one, I read chapter two.
但是读经和看圣经不一样。
But in fact, reading the Bible and studying the Bible are different.
像我们刚刚念的，你这属神的人呐、啊，
Just like what we read, he says, you men of God.
你应该逃避,
but flee from these things and pursue these other things.
前一阵子我在微信上面看到一个短短的笑话, 我觉得蛮好的。
Sometimes ago, I was reading WeChat and then I saw this joke.
有一个美国人到中国去读中文。
There is an American who went to China to study Chinese.
他学中文学了四年,
and he spent 4 years studying Chinese.
结果他觉得他应该可以毕业。And
then he thought that he now should be able to graduate.
这个老师说好, 他说你要毕业, 你可以回答我, 这一个问题, 你如果回答对了, 我就让你毕业。
And then the professor, the teacher said, if you want to graduate, you have to answer this one question, just this one question.
这个问题呢是让你分别这句话和另外第二句话第一句话有什么不同。
And then the teacher said that if you can answer this question, that means that you can tell me the difference between the first sentence and the second.
结果他说有一个女孩子跟一个男孩子约会。
And then she said, there is a girl who was dating a boy.
然后打电话给这个男孩子说我们晚上六点钟在什么什么地方见面。
And then she called him and said, tonight 6 p.m., let's meet at this place.
然后他就跟这个男孩子就说了,他说,如果你比我早到,你就等着呗。
And then the girl said, if you came before me, then just wait for me.
如果我比你早到,你就等着呗。
And then if I came before you, then you can wait and see.
这个老师就问这个美国人说, 这两句话有什么不同?
And then the teacher asked the American, said, what is the difference between these two sentences?
弟兄姊妹, 其实两句话字, 你如果看字的话, 一模一样。
Brothers and sisters, if you read the Chinese character, the two sentences are exactly the same.
但是你把它说成话语的时候, 就完全不一样。
But you put it into a conversation, then the meaning to wait to see is very different.
第一个话就说, 你好好的在那里等着, 我马上就来。
In the first sentence, it says, and just wait there, wait for me to come.
如果第二句话, 意思说, 你就等着瞧吧。
And then the second sentence is, if I came before you, then you wait and see what happened.
我讲这句是意思说, 你们读圣经的时候, 要把自己那个感情读进去。
So what I'm saying is, when you read the Bible, read it with your emotion.
这样子整个的圣经就活起来了。
So that the whole Bible will come alive.
这里说,你这属神的人啊, 应当逃避这些事。
Here is that you men of God flee from these things.
哪些事情呢?
What are these things?
他说这些事情指的是什么呢? 如果你要读这个圣经的话, 你必须要看上下文。
So what are these things we're fleeing from? If you want to know, you have to read what's before this verse.
结果你发现这个句话是保罗写给提摩太说, 你要为了要逃避这些, 特别是讲到, 那些贪财的事情。
And if you read the verse before it, what Paul wrote to Timothy, he said you have to flee from the evil of money.
贪财是万恶之根。
For it says, for the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
那边说, 如果有些人他因为贪爱世上的钱财, 他就离了真道。
And then there are some, for the love of money, they would be wandered away from the faith.
就用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
And pierce themselves with many griefs.
贪财是什么呢?
So what is the love of money?
贪财就是一个贪爱这世界上一切的东西。
For the love of money is basically the love of anything of this world.
就是他整个人生的这个重心啊, 已经从一个应该有的都挪到爱钱财。
Just like this person now has focused all his attention of his love on the worldly things, money.
这里说,属神的人啊, 你就应该要逃避这些事情。
But then he says, you men of God, flee from these things.
是不是逃避事情就完了呢?
Now is it just all we got to do is just flee?
他说不是的, 他说你不光是要逃避, 逃避只是一个消极的事情。
But here it says more, to flee is so passive.
你必须要向着神来追求。
But there's an active thought is that you have to pursue the Lord.
逃避是消极的, 追求是积极的, 你要积极的追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心。
To flee is passive, but to pursue is active. You have to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
这里保罗告诉提摩太, 说你要追求这些事情, 公义的事情，敬虔的事情，信心的事情，爱心的事情，忍耐的事情，温柔的事情。
And here, Paul told Timothy that he has to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
不光是给提摩太讲的，也是给我们讲的。
Not only to Timothy, but he is addressing us all.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒应该有一些追求的事情，而且是追求这些美善的事情。
So brothers and sisters, as Christians, there are things that we are going after, the things that are good.
当我们传福音给别人的时候，
and when we preach the gospel to the others,
往往我们跟人家说，你不要看我们，你要来看神。
A lot of times we tell them, don't look at me, but look at the Lord.
但是那些人就回答我们说，我看不见神，我只有看你们。
But then the person could say, I can never see God, but I can see you.
所以弟兄姊妹，往往人能够信耶稣，不是因为好像遇见了看到了神在他身上做了些什么事情。
So brothers and sisters, a lot of time when people believe, it is not because what God has done on them.
乃是在我们的身上看见了神奇妙的作为。
But it is through us, they could see what God has done on you.
一个原来很诡诈的人，原来是一个很坏的人，或者一个很愚拙的人，今天完全的不一样了。
For someone who may be crafty, someone who may be deceitful, someone who may be stubborn, now that person changed.
弟兄姊妹，所以有些时候我们邀请人家来教会听福音、听布道。
So brothers and sisters, when we invite friends to come to your gospel meeting,
也许教会的布道会非常的不错。
Maybe the gospel meeting was going great.
但是这些人还要从我们身上看见基督生命从我们身上流露出来。
Yes, these friends, they have to see our transformation, our reflection of Christ through us.
持定永生，它的意思是什么？这个字的意思是什么？
What does it mean to take hold of the eternal life?
保罗说，持定永生，他说提摩太啊，你要为真道打仗美好的仗，你要持定永生，因为你为此而蒙召的。
And then Paul said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called.
持定永生这个意思就是要来抓住神。
To take hold of the eternal life means that you have to grab God.
不论环境怎么样的改变，我都要来抓住神。
Doesn't matter what the situation has become, you are taking a hold of God.
越艰难的环境下面，我们就越要来抓住神。
The more the tougher the time becomes, the more we're going to grab hold tighter to God.
这个意思就是说我们不断的要用我们的信心来仰望神。
That means that continuously we have to lay our faith on God.
神的手在那里，他那个钉痕的手不断的来呼召我们。
And his hand with the nail mark is calling on you.
我们只要伸出我们信心的手，抓住神的手。
And all we got to do is raise our little hand and grab his hand.
这就叫做持定永生。
And that's taking hold of the eternal life.
当我们伸出我们的信心的手来抓神的时候，这是一个征战。
When you raise your hand of faith, that's the fight you got to go in.
必须你要来胜过自己的软弱。
You have to fight over your weakness.
你要胜过环境对你所有的迫害。
You have to fight against the situation that is persecuting you.
我们读圣经的时候，我们发现这个在旧约雅各这个名字就是抓的意思。
So when we read the Bible in the Old Testament, we know that the word Jacob means to grab.
他一出生的时候就很有意思，他就抓着他哥哥的后脚跟出来了。
And then when he was born, he was grabbing to the foot of his older brother to come out of the womb.
他的一生都是在那里想尽了办法来那里抓。
And Jacob spent his whole life trying to grab to what's next to him.
他用欺骗的方法骗了那个哥哥那个长子的名分。
He used deceitful way to take away the rights of the firstborn from his older brother.
他后来又用诡诈骗了他舅舅拉班的那些羊群。
And then he also used deceitful method to take away the good sheep from his uncle Laban.
总结的来说，他是一个诡诈的人。
So all in all, he is a deceitful man.
他以自己为中心。
He is very self-centered.
按照道理，我们想法是神不应该祝福他的。
So if you think of it logically, you don't think the Lord would want to bless him.
结果神反而祝福了他，结果他从他舅舅家要回来看他哥哥的时候，
So when he came back from his uncle's Laban's house to go meet his older brother,
因为他曾经欺骗过他的哥哥，所以他回来的时候一路上都非常的担忧。
Because he deceived Esau before, and now he is really worried what his older brother is going to do to him.
他怕他自己的哥哥来报仇。
He was worried that his older brother would take revenge on him.
他就在亚伯渡口，他在那里把自己的家人先送过去，他一个人留在后面。
So at the fort of Jacob, he hold on to his close family and send everyone else forward first.
结果那天晚上有一位天使。
And it is that night that an angel came to wrestle with him.
一直摔到快要黎明的时候,
to wrestle with him until daybreak.
这个天使看他摔不过这个雅各,
and then the angel could not overcome Jacob.
就在他的大腿窝上摸了一下,
then he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh.
结果雅各的大腿就瘸了。
So now Jacob's thigh was now dislocated.
那个天使就说, 那个天使说，容我去吧。
And then the angel said, just let me go.
雅各怎么回答他呢？
And what did Jacob say back to him?
他说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你过去。
Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
你看了没有？雅各到这个时候，他还要来抓。
See, even at this time, Jacob is still grabbing.
不过这次他抓不到什么。
But this time he can't grab anything.
他就抓神的祝福，你若不给我祝福，我就不容你过去。
And this time he is not letting go until the angel bless him.
结果这个天使就给他了，就被他抓住了。
And the angel was now got them hold by him.
结果这个 angel 给他取了一个名字，说你以后的名字叫以色列。
And then the angel now gave him a new name, said your new name is going to be Israel.
因为你与神与人摔跤。 脚力你都得胜,
because the meaning is he who strives with God.
但是我们都知道雅各胜了没有?
And then we know that Jacob never overcame the angel.
雅各并没有胜,
Jacob never won.
因为他变成了一个瘸腿的,
because now he is now a cripple.
从那天开始雅各每走一步路他就想到了这件事情。
From that day on, each step he takes, he is reminded of this event.
曾经要抓的如今什么都抓不了。
That one day he wanted to grab and now he has nothing.
如今他是要天天和时时刻刻的依靠神。
Now all he can do is just rely on the Lord every day.
事实上他是被神所抓住。
And in fact, he is now being grabbed by the Lord.
从前他要再抓上地上的财富，地上的一切。
Before he wanted to grab the earthly frame, the earthly wealth.
其实这些东西都是短暂的。
But in fact, I tell you, all those things are only temporary.
后来他学会了，他要抓神的自己。
And later on, he learned that the only thing that he needs to grab is the Lord himself.
从此以后，他完全的改变了。
And from that time on, he is now completely changed.
我们传福音给别人的时候，我们也遇到一些人非常的，好像在。 世界上面还蛮有地位的。
So when we preach the gospel, sometimes we meet the people that have pretty high position in this world.
他在地上做的所有的事情都很认真。
And in this world, they're serious on what they do.
因为他在地上的时候，他在世界里面，他要抓很多的东西。
Because they're very good in this world on grabbing what they want to do.
他还没有相信神的时候，他是抓这个抓那个。
And before they met the Lord, all they want to do is grab some more.
那这种人，我们赶紧的传福音给他。
So these people, we have to preach the gospel to them.
因为我们相信他，如果有一天他信了神以后，
because we know that once they're turned by the Lord,
他对真理的事情他也开始抓。
Then now he will start grabbing the truth.
当他有一天他专心的领受到福音，
and one day when he is truly saved,
他开始抓神，
then he will start grabbing the Lord.
但是有一天他要被神所抓住。
But he has to understand that one day it is the Lord who is grabbing him, now he is grabbing the Lord.
因为他们发现这世界上的事情都是短暂的，不能够满足他里面的要求。
Because they have now realized that all the things of this world are temporal and it will pass away.
只有神能够满足他里面的空虚。
And only God can fill his void.
所以我们的神是真神。
So our Lord is a true God.
不怕人来追求他，来抓他。
He is not worried or afraid that we want to grab more of him.
只要有一个人愿意来追求他，愿意来抓他，
and if anyone wants to come pursue him and grab him,
就一定能够寻到他。
And that person will find him.
只要寻到他的，就一定会被他抓到。
And whoever found him will now be grabbed by the Lord.
我们还没有信主的时候，我们也是在世界里面要想抓这个，要想抓那个。
And before we believed in the Lord, all we wanted to do in the world is to grab some more for ourselves.
在这世界上我们抓的不是名就是利。
And in this world, all we want to grab is fame or wealth.
但有些人他信主了以后。
But for some people, once they believe in the Lord,
他对世界的事情开始慢慢的已经不着迷了。
Then they now become less caring about the things of the world.
可是不知不觉的他又回头来到回头慢慢慢慢的他就挪移好像那个罗德一样挪移帐篷。
But then slowly and slowly, just like Lot, they started moving the tent again.
慢慢的回到抓世界。
And slowly they shift their focus back to the world.
或者是他慢慢的开始抓属灵的事情。
Or maybe they started grabbing the spiritual things.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌里面他中文翻译说他翻成说我们有一段时间是一半得救。
There's a verse in the song that we just said that said that we used to have half salvation.
那个英文翻译就是说我们那时候是靠着自己。
And at that time in the English translation still says that we're still relying on our own self.
我们还是觉得靠着自己我今天早上我有灵修我有奉献我有参加祷告会我有参加读经会所有这些追求变成我们靠着我们自己来讨神的喜悦。
So in our mind, we're still thinking that yes, I've done my morning devotion. Yes, I've read the Bible. Yes, I've come to worship. I have done this thing.
所以圣经，所以说刚刚诗歌说，这是好像一半得救一样。
So that song described this situation as you are only half saved.
他不过是不抓世界的东西，现在乃是抓属灵的东西了。
Now you're not focusing on grabbing the worldly things, but you are grabbing the spiritual things.
抓属灵的光彩。
But yet, in the spiritual realm,
然后抓这些服饰上面的一些荣耀
to grab more and more of the services that you can provide.
其实这些仍然是没有射中那个靶心
But I tell you that even you do all those things, you're still missing the mark.
所以刚刚我们唱的这首诗歌是宣信博士A.B. Simpson 写的这首诗歌
So the song that we just sang is written by Professor Simpson.
前面我要祝福
In the beginning, I wanted the blessing.
前面我要医治。
In the beginning, I wanted healing.
前面我要能力。
And in the beginning, I wanted strength.
前面我要抓住。
In the beginning, I wanted to grab.
现在我什么都不要。
But now, I don't want to do nothing.
我只要主的自己。
All I wanted is the Lord Himself.
持定永生是在今生中间活出永远的生命来。
To take hold of eternal life means that you live out eternal life in your life right now.
保罗劝勉提摩太是讲说你要从神的角度来看你这些地上的事情。
So when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, he wanted to encourage Timothy to look at things with the perspective of eternal life.
有一位牧师说的好，他说你要怀着永生的眼光来度今生的日子。
There's a minister that said this, and I think it's right, is that you have to look at things through the perspective of eternal life.
我这短暂的人生，我这个很短的80年、90年的人生的里面，我怎么有永生的概念呢？
So in my very short life, maybe 80, 90 years, how do I look at things in a perspective of eternal life?
传道书说，天下万物都有定时。
But in the Bible, it says that all things has an end.
神造万物，各按其时，成为美好。
And then God created things, and things were good.
他又将永生安置在世人的心里。
And then He also gave us the perspective of eternity in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有永生的这个概念的话
，Brothers and sisters, if you know what eternity means,
这是神放在我们里面的。
That's what God has put in your heart.
所以我们可以从永生的角度来看这世界上一切的事情。
So that's why now we can look at things with the perspective of eternal life.
当我们用永生的眼光来看，人生不再短暂，人生不再是一片混乱。
And if you start looking at things with the perspective of eternal life, then all things are no longer so chaotic.
有些时候我们不明白。
And sometimes we don't understand.
但是从神的角度来说，这一切事情都是有其原因的。
But then in the perspective of God, all things happen for a reason.
旧约里面有一个人叫约瑟。
In the Old Testament, there is a person named Joseph.
他的一生可以来 用永生的角度来看的话，可以解释很多的事情。
And if we look at his life through the perspective of eternal life, then we could understand a lot of things.
他最先的时候被哥哥啊把他卖到埃及去。
In the beginning, he was mistreated by his brothers and was sold as a slave to Egypt.
啊，成为一个奴隶啊。然后他从人的角度来看，他是非常的悲惨。
He was sold as a slave, so in the perspective of a man, he was pitiful.
但是他敬畏神。
But then he was a man who feared God.
嗯，他被卖到一个叫做波提法的这个人家里。
He was sold to a man's Potiphar's
house. 他在那里做奴隶来服侍这个主人。
And he became a servant of Potiphar and started serving his family.
结果被老板娘陷害。
And then the wife of Potiphar blamed him.
结果他被下在监牢里面。
And then imprisoned him.
在监牢里面他又遇到一个酒镇。
And then in the prison, he met a cupbearer.
他跟那个酒镇说，你会官复原职。你会回到你自己原来的位置上。
And then Joseph foretold that the cupbearer would go back to his positions when he was in prison.
他说你回到位置上的时候，你不要忘记，你要记得我。
And when you go back to your positions, please don't forget about me.
可以，可是这个酒镇回去以后就忘记他了。
But then when the cupbearer went back to his positions, he forgot about Joseph.
如果你读圣经，你就发现这个约瑟从酒镇回去出去以后，到他真正出来有两年的时间。
You understand if you read the Bible that when the cupbearer went back to his positions until Joseph went out of prison, it's been 2 years.
在这两年里面，约瑟怎么想呢？
And then what happened to Joseph in these 2 years?
是属地上所有的那个通管道全部都关掉。
Now all the channels that he had in this world for him is now all closed.
从人的眼光来看，他是何等的不幸。
In the perspective of a man, how unfortunate was Joseph?
但是后来他跟他哥哥在埃及见面的时候，
But yet later on, when Joseph get to meet his brothers again in Egypt,
他的哥哥们就怀疑他这个约瑟会不会来报仇。
And then the brothers were thinking that maybe Joseph would take revenge on them for what they've done.
结果约瑟说，从前你们的意思要害我。
But then Joseph said to them, maybe you had ill intent for me.
但是神的意思是好的。
But yet, God has good intent.
他是为了要保全我们全家，才把我先送到埃及来。
Because God wanted to preserve our family, that's why He sent me to Egypt first.
约瑟的一生说明了神在约瑟的身上有一个特殊的带领。
And if you look at the whole life of Joseph, you know that God has a special plan for him.
所以他哥哥们害他，波提法的妻子害他，所以这个酒镇把他忘掉。都有神的美意。
So that's why even though his brothers sold him, even though the wife of Potiphar imprisoned him, even though the cupbearer forgot about him, it is all part of God's plan.
所以约瑟告诉他哥哥说，你们要从神的眼光来看这一切的事情。
So that's why Joseph said to his brothers and said, if you look at this in the perspective of God.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你遇到什么事情最近。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you have encountered recently.
无论你遇到什么事情，从神的眼光来看这一切的遭遇。
But it doesn't matter what you have encountered, if you look at it in the perspective of God.
如果你从永生的眼光来看，你就要来匍匐，你就来低头敬拜我们的神。
If you look at it in the perspective of eternal life, then don't you want to just bow down and submit?
因为我们一生所有的事情，神都量过。
Because in all the things that we've encountered, God has first measured.
神都有美意。
God has His plans.
自从我们出母胎以后，
After we got out from our mother's womb,
我们来到这个世界上，
We came to this world.
我们就不断的，我们来认识我们的环境。
And then more and more we learn of what's around us.
在孩子的时候，我们常常会摸这个摸那个，用接触的方法来认识我们周围。
When we were a little kid, we would want to touch everything. Through the sense of touching, we learn our surroundings.
所以我们有些孩子们到处这边摸摸，那边摸摸。
So that's a lot of little kids. They run around and they touch everything.
不光是满足他里面的好奇心。
Not only to satisfy the curiosity.
事实上，他来认识这个周围的环境。
But in fact, that's how he learned what his surroundings are.
他所认识的环境对他来说都何等的真实。
And every time when he touches, it feels real to him.
当他认识到这些事情以后，他就把这些事情当成真理， 放在他自己的心中。
And whatever he feels, he touches, and he learns, it becomes truth to this little kid.
所以等到我们长大以后，我们就非常相信我们的知觉，我们的感觉。
So as we grow older, we trust more of a feeling of touches.
所以我们说，我们看到了。我们才相信，我们摸着了，我们才相信。
So that's why we say that I will only believe if I could see it with my eyes and touch it with my hand.
啊，所有东西我们摸不着、看不到的，我们都半信半疑，或者根本不相信。
For the things that we can't touch or for the things that we can't see, we would have doubted it or not believe into it at all.
但是自从我们相信主，我们认识了神以后。
But once we have believed in the Lord and know the Lord,
圣经告诉我们，这里有一个看不见的国，有一个看不见的神。
And the Bible tells us that there's a kingdom that cannot be seen by our eyes.
看不见的一个属灵的世界。
There's a spiritual realm around us that cannot be seen.
啊，这是非物质的。
It is not anything physical.
啊，我们好像半懂半不懂。
So for us, we're still understanding it halfway.
我们说没有神。
And we will say that maybe there's no God.
如果有神，你把神显给我看一看。
If there's a God, why don't you make him show up?
可是我们讲这句话的时候，我们又觉得好像不太妥当。
But when you say this, you think that something is wrong.
因为我们也没有电线，但是我们的电，我们手机会响。
Because you know that a phone is wireless and it rings.
这电波我们看不见，但是电波确实存在。
And there's electricity and microwave around that we can't see it.
后来我们慢慢地发现，这看不见的世界也蛮真实的。
And we know that things that cannot be seen are true.
以色列人出埃及的时候，他们来到了旷野。
So when the Israelites, when they depart from Egypt, they went to the wilderness.
就在要进迦南的边界的时候，他们就派了十二个探子，先到那个迦南地来探探里面的虚实。
Just before they got into Canaan, they sent out 12 spies to look at the land of Canaan to see what's in it.
回来的有十个探子就报了恶信。
And there are 10 spies that came back with bad news.
他说我们去看的那个地方啊，他说那个地方的人啊，非常的高大。
And they came back and said that, oh no, this is a land of giants.
哦，他们那样高大，我们好像蚱蜢一样。
And comparing to their sizes, we're like grasshopper.
啊，他们会吞噬，我们如果进去，会被他们吞吃掉。
If we go into this land like we are, then we will be devoured by them.
结果以色列人听了以后，就在那里啊，开始埋怨。
And after Israelites heard this bad news, they started complaining.
啊，埋怨摩西说，摩西啊，我们可以死在埃及，你为什么把我们带到这个地方来，送给这些人，让我们死在这里。
And they said to Moses, why didn't you just let us die in Egypt, took us all the way out here just to be devoured by these giants?
这十二个探子里面有两个探子，一个是叫约书亚，一个叫加勒。
But then there are two spies that also went, Joshua and Caleb.
却对以色列人说，哦，我们去的地方是十分美好的地方。
And these two came back with good news and said, this is a great place.
那个地方流奶与蜜。
A place of milk and honey.
耶和华希望也喜悦我们进入那里。
A land that our Lord has given us.
那些人啊，是我们的食物。
And those people will become our prey.
因为因蔽他们的人，那个神已经走了，那耶和华却与我们同在。
Because the God that protected them is no longer, but the Lord is now with us.
同样的十二个探子去同样的探视同样的一个地方。
And yes, these 12 people, they all went together to look at the same place.
十个报恶信，两个报好信。
10 came back with bad news, and 2 came back with good news.
其实这十个报恶信的，他们也没有说谎。
And in fact, these 10 people who came back with bad news, they were not lying.
他们只是强调那里的人高大。
But the thing that was wrong was they only focused on how big the peoples are.
他们也强调我们好像蚱蜢一样。
And they only focused on how tiny they are compared to these giants.
进去的话就被他们吞吃掉。
If they go into the land like that, they will just be devoured.
可是约书亚和加勒呢，他们也看到同样的事情。
But for Joshua and Caleb, they saw the same thing.
可是他们看到另外一件事情，乃是神的话，神的应许。
But yet they saw it in a different view. They saw it in the view of the words of God.
他说神, 耶和华神, 喜悦我们进去,
and they said, this is the land given to us by God. Because the Lord has given this land to us.
不要怕他们,
so do not be afraid. They will become our prey.
阴僻他们的已经离开了他们,
the one who protected them before is now no longer, but the Lord is now with us.
约书亚和迦勒,
so Joshua and Caleb, more than just seeing the people of that land, but through the spiritual perspective, they now see the meaning of God's words. They see that God's words are in heaven. They also see that God's presence were with them. They also realize that when they're with the Lord, they do not need to be afraid.
那十个探子,
and the 10 spies with the bad news saw with their eyes only.
他们接收这个事实,
and they only received what their eyes told them more than what the Lord has told them.
结果他们十个探子,
so these 10 spies died in the wilderness at the end.
圣经上说, 只有迦勒和约书亚, 他们和他们的后裔进入了
and in the Bible, it says only Joshua and Caleb and their descendants went into the land of Canaan.
持定永生就是抓住神的应许,
to take hold of the eternal life means that you're grabbing on the truth of the Lord, things that you cannot see.
我在北加州的时候有一个弟兄啊,
when I was in Northern Cali, there's a brother who had cancer.
那医生告诉他,
and the doctor told him that you can only live 3 months.
那不光是医生这样讲,
not just what the doctor said, but the doctor showed him all the report and data that how he's going to die in 3 months.
这个弟兄非常优秀,
and then this was a good brother.
然后可能是我所遇过最优秀的,
I think he might have been the best brother I've ever met.
他一共拿了60几个 patent.
He has about 60 patents of his own.
我们想想他的年龄啊, 他年龄大概就50多岁, 居然可以, 差不多一年就拿两个, 两个这个专利。
Think about it. He's only about 50 some years old. So each year, he can make two patents for himself. For a lot of us, it takes us a whole life just to get one patent done. So a brother could read all those reports. And then he touched his stomach. And then at that time, his stomach was already starting to swollen. And his whole body is now swelled.
他告诉自己,
and he told himself,
他说医生讲的对, and
he said, in fact, what the doctor said was right, and I think all these reports are true.
我就等着死吧,
and so I'll just wait for three months.
但是有一天他读到神的话,
but then one day he was reading God's word.
说这病不至于死, 乃是为着神的荣耀。
And then he understood that this sickness is not for death, but for the glory of God.
当然他渴慕得到医治,
and of course this brother wanted to be healed.
所以他心里面就选择相信神的话,
so in him, he chose to believe God's word.
他就抓住神的应许,
he took hold of God's promise.
可是这一分钟他蛮有信心的,
and then so for this 1 minute, he was full with faith.
可是转过来摸摸自己的肚子,
and then when he turned and when he started feeling his own stomach,
看看医生的报告,
when he started reading those reports again,
他说这些东西何等的真实啊,
and then he said, all these reports are true.
我应该相信谁呢?
So who should I believe?
我应该相信我这一生以来都相信的这个真实世界呢? 还是相信神的话呢?
Should I believe in God's words or should I believe in all these reports that I have seen?
如果我相信这些报告,
if I believe in these reports, then my result is death.
如果我相信神的话,
but if I believe in God's words, then there's a chance that I will live.
他就做了一个决定, 他就转向了神,
so he made a decision and he turned to the Lord and believed in God's word.
从那天起, 他就天天抓紧神, 天天依靠神。
And And from that day on, he took hold of the eternal life and he lived faithfully every day.
结果三个月过去了,
then 3 months quickly passed.
一年半过去了,
a year and a half quickly passed.
这个弟兄不但身体渐渐地好起来,
not only this brother slowly recovered,
而且回到公司去上班了,
he went back to his company and started working again.
弟兄姊妹,我们是要相信这个看得见的呢,摸得着的呢?
So brothers and sisters, are you choosing to believe the things that you can touch and see?
还是相信这位看不见的神,但是他的话却是那样的真实?
Or are you choosing this Lord who cannot be seen, but his words are true?
我们就真的求神来赦免我们。
So let us ask God for his forgiveness.
赦免我们这个常常不信的恶心。
To forgive us of our mind who always doubt.
教导我们在这地上的时候,我们不是 不是凭信心,
so that's why when we walk this world, we're living by faith, not by what we can see.
原来我们是蛮相信我们的感觉,
before, all we can trust are our senses.
现在我要相信神的话,
but now I believe in God's word.
叫我不是顾念所见的,
so that I don't no longer care about the things that I can see, but the things that I cannot see.
因为所见的是暂时的,
because what we can see are only temporal, but what we cannot see is eternal.
下面有一个4分钟左右的一个video, 我们来看看这个video, 然后我们就有一个结论。
And I have a video that is about 4 minutes long, let's watch it and then we'll come to our conclusion.
你站在你国的里，我却是从你而来。
And the heavenly kingdom is built by his heavenly word. So that's why his words are so real to us. When we live in this world, we need to take hold of God's words. And the anchor of our faith has to be cast in God's word. He says, take hold of the eternal life.
要持定永生,
to take hold of the eternal life.
在我们这必死的身上,
so in this flesh, let us be a testimony in front of witnesses.
因为这自暂且轻的这一生啊,
because this short and temporal life
要来换得那无比的荣耀,
will be in exchange for this eternal glory.
保罗更有信心地这样说,
and then Paul also said this with faith.
他就有公义的冠冕为我存留,
he said that there is this crown waiting for me.
就是按照公义审判的神,
and it is the Lord who is righteous.
到那日要赐给我的,
one day he will give me his crown.
不但是赐给我,
not only me,
也赐给凡他所爱慕他显现的人,
but for all the people that love him. So let us pray.
主耶稣我们谢谢你,
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们知道你爱我们,
we know that you love us.
把圣经, 把你自己所有的应许和祝福的话,
and all your blessings and promises are now written in the Bible.
主, 所以我们有的时候看着世界的上市的事情, 我们觉得何等的真实,
so Lord, when we see this world surrounding us, sometimes we thought it was real.
但是我们知道你的话, 比这世界上的事情更真实,
but we know that your words are truer than the world around us.
所以我们要持定我们的永生,
so that's why we want to take hold of this eternal life.
我们要紧紧地抓住你的自己,
and we want to grab you.
我们在软弱退后的时候,
and when we're weak and we're backing up,
我们巴不得你那钉痕的手, 时刻地来牵引我们,
we want your hand with the nail mark to grab us.
用你自己慈神爱所, 常常地牵引我们,
use your love to lead us.
让我们一生爱你,
so that we can love you with all our lives.
直到我们见一面的时候,
until we meet you again.
我们可以跟保罗一样地说,
so that we could say the same thing that Paul said, we fought the good fight.
当跑的路,
and we have raised the race.
所信的道,
and the words I have hold true.
从此以后,
and Now, from now on, it is the righteous crown waiting for me. We ask that you bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.